Iraqi troops backed by Shia and Sunni volunteer forces have entered the strategic city of Tikrit from the east. Clashes have been reported between the Iraqi forces and the ISIL Takfiri terrorists in Al-Qadisiyah neighborhood. Sources say the terrorists' bodies are lining the streets of Tikrit. Over the past few days, the Iraqi army has been launching a massive operation to retake Tikrit from the ISIL. The army says that over 30,000 forces are involved in the offensive against the terror group. For more on that story, political commentator Mr. Ridwan Risk joins us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Risk, welcome to the program. Tell us more about the significance of the massive gains made by the Iraqi army and also of the severity of the heavy blow that has been dealt to the ISIL Takfiri terrorists.
Well, I believe that this is the beginning of the, you know, just ending this what's so-called the ISIL in Iraq. It seems that this operation, backed by the Iraqi people from all sects, all different, you know, all religions, are just lining behind the Iraqi army. With the help of the with the help of the allies, of course, we must not forget that, and we know that Iran is one of the best allies to Iraq, which is helping the Iraqi people or the Iraqi army just to cleanse the soil of Iraq from those Takfiris. I believe this operation is going soon. We might see that Tikrit be liberated in hours, maybe in less than a day or 24 hours, and we might see that's more advanced on the ground to liberate more and more you know, villages and cities. And soon we might see also that the Iraqi army will be heading to Mosul to free the city from those monsters or those terrorist groups who are being helped and trying to destroy all of Iraq and trying to destroy the just the history of Iraq. I believe this is the dreams or the plans of this you know those Takfiris is going to come on an end sooner or later, and I believe that this is the beginning of this operation for them this time which they have advanced on the they have to, you know taken over the some of the Iraqi territories. And the strategy to build up in a state inside Iraq, it's vanishing now under the hammering of the Iraqi army. And I believe that they are going to the backbone of those Takfiri groups is being, you know, badly broken by the hits of the Iraqi army. And the unity of the Iraqi people has shown a tremendous scene in this time, because they were doubting over that the Iraqi people will be divided or will fall into a sectarian or some sort of a civil war. It's not true. Now the Iraqi people showed high responsibility, high concerns of the, you know, and maintaining the unity of the Iraqi people. And what we have, you know, with the scene now, the operation of Iraq, it's just approving and proving that this the Iraqi people will never let down the government of Iraq or the army of Iraq, and those Takfiri groups will have no place. And the people who sent them, who backed them, who bet on, you know, just dividing and shattering Iraq as a country is not possible anymore. And now Iraq will be after that will become stronger and stronger, just to gain back the Iraqi authority and the Iraqi sovereignty, and to protect the independence of Iraq, and as well as that the rebuilding what's been destroyed, restoring what has been destroyed also. And this is the countries who sent those terrorists inside Iraq will feel very sorry and will ask for pardoning from the Iraqi government.
Thank you very much, sir. Political commentator Mr. Ridwan Risk speaking to us via satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Well, at the top of the program, we had news of Iraqi troops entering the strategic city of Tikrit from the east. We're now joined by our correspondent, Rashan Saglam, who is near Tikrit, to bring us up to speed on the recent massive operation carried out by the Iraqi army to retake Tikrit. Rashan.
Actually, Bardia, I'm sitting now in front of Tikrit. Now I am on the top of the Ajail, the Aujib hospital. If you can see behind me, there is the Tikrit hospital where ISIL militants are located. The hospital is totally full of explosive devices. ISIL are planning mainly to bomb this hospital once the Iraqi forces get there. Now, from the right, the Iraqi forces artillery and tanks are located there, and they are bombing Tikrit right now. I don't know if you can see the smoke that is behind me in Tikrit. The city of Tikrit.
Well, unfortunately, we lost that connection. That was our correspondent, Rashan Saglam, speaking to us via satellite from the outskirts of the Iraqi city of Tikrit.